It's the 8 for 52 podcast. Here's Bushy.
Yes, it's time for episode 22 of season 2 of the 8 for 52 podcast. Bushy with you as always. Action-packed episode we have as always on the podcast. And joining me as always these days, Nitesh Hamlani. Good afternoon, good evening and good morning to you.
Hello, Bushy.
And also joining us for the full podcast today, Tammy Chu. Good afternoon, good morning and good night to you.
Hi, everyone.
Yep. We're going to have three running through today's podcast because we've got so much to get through. There's women's games going on, not only domestically, but right now, Tammy, I think you're watching the Hong Kong-China women's team up against, Uganda?
Namibia.
Namibia. That's how much research I've done, and I was watching it earlier as well. So I'm going to check in with that in Sky Plaza Road. Also, Nitesh, the men, they're in Malaysia.
They're in Malaysia.
Talking about that. Okay, their first game they came up against Bahrain. We'll get into the details in Sky Plaza Road. But they went down, and they went down pretty heavily. I mean, Bahrain won that in the 15th over, only lost two wickets. The social media post from Cricket Hong Kong China has caught my eye. Shall I read it?
Go for it.
Disappointing result for Team Hong Kong China. We have a lot of work to do for the upcoming matches and need to learn from this game and step up. It's time to deliver.
Oof.
Now, that is not the usual Cricket Hong Kong China social media post I'm used to reading.
Unless they've changed the AI engine.
I'm not sure. I don't know who wrote this, but whoever did was not impressed with how the boys went. We'll talk about how they are going, and they were on the... Maybe the social media post is gave them the kick up the butt they needed, because the next game they were much better. And we're going to cover that. We're going to cover the All-Stars that were on last weekend as well, the final. We're also going to run through all the domestic games, both men's and women's. So what have we got? We got outs and ins and outs.
Sky Plaza Road.
Well, Women's Challenge League, Women's Cricket Wrap, Challenge League, birthdays. Oh, big episode. Shall we get on with it, people?
Let's go.
Giddy up.
And now it's time for outs and ins with all last week's action in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Yep, time for outs and ins where we roll through all last weekend's games. Nitesh and Tammy, we're going to start with the All-Stars. And Friday last week, you were predicting a washout, weren't you?
I correctly predicted a washout.
You did, but they rescheduled the game, so you didn't get the point. I saw your Instagram post. How did the votes go?
75% of the voters believed I should have got a point for it.
Do you know how many people voted?
Like five.
Yeah, I reckon it must be four, because I would be the one that voted no. That would be the 25%.
I think, funnily enough, it was you and Sahal who voted no, and everyone else was in support.
Yeah, exactly. Good work. Now, we're going to start with the game that was rescheduled onto Sunday, but it was supposed to be played on Friday. It was the Kowloon Lions up against the Islanders. You and I picked the Lions. And when we saw them on Saturday play, we went, oh, well, they're a bit rubbish. Mm-hmm. But this ended up being a final, basically a semi-final, right? Whoever won would go through to the final against the Tigers. The Islanders had a massive net run rate advantage over the Kowloon Lions.
Yep.
Who won the toss? Oh, the Lions won the toss and elected to bowl.
Yes, they did. They bowled pretty well. Wickets.
I mean, I'm just waiting, you know. Let me know.
Three wickets for Anshuman Rath's left-arm spinner. I'm just looking up top of the new ball. Teek Iqbal and Harris Mohamed. We talked about Harris Mohamed of the Little Simon Sky Warriors. He did a good job. Got both Hafiz Khan and Rajab Hussain out early. Then Anshuman Teek applied the squeeze through the middle. Kinchit picked up a wicket at the end, as did Nazrullah. 54 from Kalhan Chalu, who I rate really highly because I dismissed him once when I was a 15-year-old.
Yeah, I was going to mention that because you sent me the game scorecard.
I got the evidence.
Oh, look at me. From 2018, I got out the Kalhan Chalu, and I'm like...
For a duck, caught behind PKVR Park.
He was 15.
So you got what? I was bowling off spin.
You got out, you bullied.
The quicker bowlers in under 15 leagues.
I reckon you go have a bowl against him now and see how you go. Good 54. 126 for 9. That's not a bad score because the pitch wasn't giving up much runs over the weekend.
It was a good recovery as well, actually, 126. At one point, they were, 47 for 6, 64 for 7. So to get to 120 from there, thanks to Kalhan, pretty good effort. And they fought hard with the ball. Anshuman Rath, again, 37 with the bat. He's just in a class above in the All Star series. And we'll talk more about him in Sky Plaza Road. But then, Zeeshan out early, Sahal out early, Babar out for 12 of 5, Kinchit a first ball duck, Adil Mahmood taking 3, Ehsan Khan taking 3. It was close. It was a hard fight. Then Nazrullah Rana stepped up, hammered 40 of 21. Ghazanfar 20 off 11, and they got over the line with plenty of balls to spare, just enough time to get the net run rate.
Well, that's the point. I think Kowloon Lions knew when they had to win,
yes,
and they were going for it. That's why they lost 7 wickets.
Yes.
From what I've heard on the grapevine, the Islanders had no idea what the cutoff point was.
Oh, really?
Had they bowled a dot or a one, a single on that 14.2, they would have gone through to the final. But they didn't know that out in the middle, so they were bowling their proper full-length deliveries and getting carted all over the place. So anyway, the Islanders, who started off strongly, which we'll talk about very shortly, ended up getting booted out of the tournament. They also didn't have Martin Kutsia for that game.
Yeah, he had injured his back.
He had.
The previous game, which we're going to cover next.
Yeah, not next, but next. But yeah, and it also ended up ruining his chances of going to Malaysia because he didn't go. Let's go on to game two, which was game one of the All-Stars on Saturday morning. The New Territory Tigers, led by young Shiv Mata, taking on the Kowloon Lions. And, well, 17-year-old got the job done.
Indeed. Did we pick the Lions on this?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we got that wrong.
Oh, absolutely. So Shiv won the toss. He elected to bat first, sorry. He elected to bat.
Yeah,
And when I was out doing the interview, Shiv's like, hey, I want to bat first. I want to get runs on the board and see how we... When I interviewed Bubba, he just completely sassed the 17. You know how you bullied Cullen, the 15-year-old? Bubba's just gone, well, that was a strange decision. I would have bowled first anyway. So anyway, it turns out that Bubba had to eat his words because 175 for 6, which I do believe is the highest score for all of the All-Stars. Yeah. No. Next game, the Islanders did better. Another big score, though. 175 for 6.
Good score.
And it was shared around. They didn't just... there wasn't any... Like, Wakas, very late. That was a brilliant innings, 39 off 18.
I think that was key for them because they were going steadily for a while. They were 100 for 4 in 15 overs, which is about steady, about par, till that Wakas impetus at the end got them over 170. So it was a really strong finish there from him. Sharia Khan, 11 of 5-2. But 30 Shiv, 32 Sunny, 18 Shahid, 20 Heather Ali. Runs all around. Wickets shared as well. 2 for Nazrulla, 1 Ghazamfar, 1 Hasan Khan, 1 for Kinshith. He's been bowling quite a bit in this All-Star series. Babar batted well, 44-31. Zeeshan Ali a bit slow, 36-37, but no one else could contribute. They just kind of fell apart very, very quickly. They were 86 for 1, and they wound up being 133 all out.
Lost by 42 runs and a big win to the Tigers to start with, which was the first game.
Ehsaaz Khan, Pfeiffer, player of the match.
Yeah.
Good form with the ball there, Ehsaaz Khan.
He was really good. And then the next game, he was tied. So we'll get on to that one. It's the Islanders. And they played their first game up against the Tigers. The Tigers having going to back-to-back. And because Shiv lost the toss here and was sent out into the field, the Tigers, half of the team, three-quarters of the team were fasting.
Yes.
Had to go 20 overs in the field, followed by 20 overs in the field.
Yes.
And it was such a short turnaround. And this was expected. But, wow, Martin Kutsia.
97 of 52 balls. He took advantage of that, set the platform, opening the batting. There were rumors that he was being asked to maybe perhaps bat middle order for Hong Kong. We saw that in the previous tour, but he's been such good run of form this year and nearly had yet another 100.
I did him dirty.
How did he get run out?
Well, he got run out. He's gone for the second, I don't think, was there anyway. But as he turned to come back for the second, that's where he twinged the bat. So all of a sudden, he's like pinged himself, can't run. I'm watching the ball come in and he's fallen like, you know, well short, 10 yards short. He's collapsed onto the ground. And I thought he was just upset because he'd just been like sold down the river when he was on 97. Turned out he had a really bad back injury. But it was a fine knock and getting 193 on the board for 6. And that was never going to happen for the Tigers. They were bowled out for 148.
Yeah, I mean, shout out as well to Akbar Khan, 66 for the Islanders and 3 because of Benny Persing for the Tigers. For Tigers, yeah, no one really... Shiv batted well, another 32 for him, 35 Heather Ali, 38 Ehsaaz. So good tournament for him, bat and ball. But yeah, 148, I think they were just tired.
Yeah, I just checked there, but I think, did Heather Ali run out, Martin?
Heather Ali ran out, Martin.
Exactly. They were testing that arm all day. We knew it was happening after last weekend's domestic game.
We've heard Heather Ali, don't run on Heather Ali's arm. He's a good fielder.
Yeah, they did it 4 times, and then in the end, it took the captain down. Okay, so that meant after the first game, which was played on the Sunday, plus those 2 games, we had a final.
A net run rate.
On net run rate, and only just on net run rate, by a feather. The Lions got through to play the Tigers, and the Tigers were rested. The Lions had to go back to back.
It was 323 and 319 if I'm looking at the net run rate calculations. Yeah, it was basically, what, three runs and then it was about like 30 runs in it to determine the...
I was told, literally, if they'd got a... Like I said, if they got a one off that 14.2 ball, the Islanders would have gone through. Mm. It was that close to the net run rate. Anyway, moving on to the final. The toss was won by Shiv, and again, he opted to bat. Not a big score this time from the Tigers.
Did they get only 131 for five? They managed out 20 overs. Lost his 5 wickets. Could only manage 131. 35, Heather Ali once again. Good tournament for him. Yasim, 21. Wakas, a quick 15, but... Yeah, Sonny Bimsari, 8 of 20, struggled there.
Need to talk about Sonny.
Go for it.
Yep.
Hat-trick of runouts in the All-Stars. Played 3 games, got run out 3.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's a great stat.
First one, he was sold down the river, but the next two, I believe, was his own fault. So, something he's going to need to work on. He was always looking good, looking solid. They couldn't get out caught, couldn't get out bowled. Definitely could get run outs.
Harris Muhammad both 3 overs, 14, no wickets, but that economy rate with the new ball. Atiq Iqbal 1 for 23 and 4. Nazrullah 2 for 28 and 4. Yeah, really good bowling effort all around by the Lions. And they made it look really easy. Anshuman Rath once again is a class above the rest, 68 of 36 in a game where people are struggling to score 7 and over. He went at a striker of 188, which is phenomenal.
Well, the bowling best of, the two top are actually Tigers, but Ansh didn't care.
Yeah.
2 for 13 for Yasim and 2 for 22 for Darsh Vora, so we got to see the aeroplane a couple of times.
Ezaz Khan, after the 5 for on day one, 1 over 21 runs, got taken down. Sahal carried his bat through for 29 of 30. Pretty slow, Sahal. Pick it up.
Yeah, well, you know, that's Sahal still was not out in the end, 29 of 30. Anyway,
playing
that's the All-Stars. Congratulations. We thought the Lions were the best team on paper, and in the end, they were.
Yeah, comfortably. Very well done with the Lions. I think we got most... I think I got one tip more correct than you did in this one.
Yeah. I dropped the Islanders versus the Tigers. I thought the Tigers were going to win the second game. They won the first game instead. So I got, what, two? No, one.
No, you got 1 out of 3 group stages. I got 2 out of 3 group stage games, right? And we didn't tip the final.
Yeah, but we did think the Lions were going to win. We can give ourselves a point, but it doesn't really matter. Let's get on to domestic stuff. The All-Stars is done for this year. We've done both the 50 overs and now the T20 version. So we're going to start with a game that is not on the Cricket Hong Kong app. So I have no idea. I know the Opties played someone, and I know that whoever they did play, it was a bit embarrassing. Tammy, do you have a score up there at all?
What happened?
Who was it? Who did the Optimus
Lions
play?
And Lion. Optimus.
Oh, we knew this was happening. Poor Lions.
Yeah, the Lions. Well, it's better than 25 all out. They came in. They won the toss. They chose to bat at HKCC. I was on the field for the first 7 overs because a certain player of the Opties was hungover.
Okay.
And then
Name names.
No, I'm not naming names. He knows who he is. And then while I was there, I saw them really just struggling at the ball off the square. Yeah, high score 27, 24 as well from the batter. Just 139 all out. It was a really poor effort.
Who got
across
the 27?
It was Nalaka Pereira and Matisha Yapa got 24. They're 25 extras.
The 27's more than what they've scored in one game. So they've got to take something out of this game.
Well, they got 25 extras as well. So it was 43.2 overs to get 139 runs. 3 wickets for Akash Shah, 3 for 11 for Parth Srivastava, 2 for Mohammad Hussain, and 2 for Sam Purvis. The Opties weren't concerned about wickets when they went out of the bat. They were looking for the net run rate. They chased it down at 18.5 overs, so about 7 plus and over. But they lost 6 wickets in the process. Siegfried Y, 43 of 30. Veer Mathur, 36 of 31. 29 of 25, Arya Panjwani. 12 of 6, Connor Hickey. 11 of 8, Max Rebell. Everyone just came and had a swing. They got there easy. The match was done by 2 p.m. I got a message from a fan in the UK asking, why is there no cricket at the club today? I'm like, you've woken up too late. The game's done.
And I hope Veer got his own stats this time.
It's not on Cricket Heroes, so let's hope when it does go up there, he gets it. Matisha Yapa got 5 for 39, probably one of the worst 5-4s you'll see in Sunday League cricket, with a majority that coming off attempted slogs and catches and bowls. But nevertheless, a 5-4 is a 5-4. I've taken bad 5-4s.
You
as
take
well.
Them any way you can. We're going to move across to Sunday Elite Division 2 here at KCC. I called this game. It was the Infidels up against the Knights, and it was far more entertaining than that All-Stars. This was fun to commentate. The Infidels, they won the toss, and they elected to bat. And Mo went out there and batted.
Yeah, I mean, good strike rate. 117, 108 of 92. This is actually a slow innings by Mo Cull standards. This is a proper well-paced innings by Mokhan.
He hasn't been in the runs too much in the last couple of seasons, so he'll take 108.
Anyone will take 108.
And also, there's that rule here at KCC where, I don't know if it applies to Div 2, but for Div 1 and Premier League, if you can bat 100 balls, Dan Pascoe, who's now the chairman of selectors, will take you out for dinner.
So he missed out there, Mokhan.
He's fallen 8 balls short.
That could have been a good dinner.
It would have, and there was big partnerships all the way through. Devang Bolsada with a 66. Tommy Heisinger actually scored 45, but Myra screwed up the scoring and gave 6 from Shail Shah to Tommy Heisinger.
So that 50 is illegitimate.
Well, it's in the books. That's not going to get any change.
Are you going to message to get it off the books?
Well, it's in Crick Heroes and in NV Play.
Oh.
So you can't be corrected. I don't know why Tom told me. I didn't notice anything wrong in the scoring, but both of the scorers gave him a 6 that wasn't his, he said. Anyway, they put 345, and they were bowled out. Didn't even bat the full 50. They batted 49.5.
Well done.
And shout out to George Prasanna from the Diaspora Little Saiwan Knights. 6
wickets.
47 runs, 5.5 overs.
Yeah.
Okay. How many of those were caught on the boundary?
Well, most of it was tail-end stuff. He was on a hat-trick.
Really?
On a hat-trick. And you know what he did with the hat-trick ball?
Wide.
Yeeted it down leg.
Yeah.
At the lunch break, at the interval, I went, George, what are you doing? That was your hat-trick ball and you put it down leg. And he's just died laughing and then tried to hide his face. And the other thing that happened in this game was just a plethora of injury.
Really?
We had 3 players split webbing. Kasim Iqbal dropped somebody, one of those ones in the top 3, out at deep mid-wicket, split all the webbing to the point he couldn't bat, which is why it says 10 out, but it was actually only 9 wickets.
Okay.
He couldn't bat. George Prasanna split a webbing on his right hand, because he bowled left-handed while trying to dive and getting a catch, and that split his webbing. And Hamid Jawade for KCC Infidels dropped what would have been Cheyenne Puri's 5th wicket at point, and split the webbing in his hand. So it was injuries. There was a 6 foot. And then in the chase, the Knights fell apart.
Yeah, 98 all out. That's as bad as SLCC is. At least the last 28.1 was not a great deal. 5 for 26 for Cheyenne Puri. Talk us through that. How did he bowl? 10 overs in the trot?
He bowled 7. Went off for maybe 2 overs and came back and bowled the final 3. Yeah, he was an impressive. He's 16 years old. He's been he's under the tutelage of Dan Pascoe.
Yep.
2 left armers training. He took the ball. He actually opened the bowling.
Okay.
In this game from the bowling club end, and was unplayable.
Very good.
What did he get? 10
overs,
5
maidens. Yeah, 5 wickets, 26 runs.
One of those maidens was a double wicket maiden.
Oh wow!
He was on a hat trick ball as well. Mm-hmm. Didn't get it. Like I said, the 5th wicket was dropped, but then he got the 5th wicket in his final over. So he ended up being player of the match because it was just impressive. I mean, 5 for 26.
Very good.
They bowled 28 overs. He bowled 10 of them and just cleaned them up. So that was a huge win for the Infidels, missing Atiq Iqbal. They didn't care. They just used the spinner instead. And a shout out to Samir Shahi, who got a 2 for 16.
The location of this match in Crick Heroes is Kowloon Cricket Club in Abhiyapuri.
Excellent. Where is Abhiyapuri?
It's the first time hearing of it.
I'm not feeling like it's in Jordan. Well done to Crick Heroes once again. Let's run through the Sunday Elite Division 2 table. Tammy, take us away on that.
Yeah, so after this week, HKCC Optimum.
Well, not after this week, nobody put the Crick Heroes in for the Opti, so they're actually 7 wins from 7 games.
Okay.
And there's a washout not in there as well, so they're actually... It should be, I believe, 8 matches, 7 wins, 1 washout against the Infidels.
So 15 points.
Yeah, there should be 15 points.
Top of the table, HKCC Optimus.
Already getting into the table with Crick Heroes and already it's wrong.
Okay.
Okay, continue on.
All right, next one. India Club Brahmas, 6 matches, I believe. 5 wins, points 10. KCC Infidels also on 10 points, 6.
We'll talk about that actually, because the KCC Infidels with that win against the Knights.
They should have gone to 12 now.
No, that's correct. They're 5-1, but they narrowed the gap between them and the Infidels down to just 0.5. It was something like...
The
net run rate was like... The gap was about 2 before the game. That massive thrashing against the Knights has pushed the Infidels right up in the top 3 battling.
Infidels also have a washout against Opties there. So they should have been 7... 5 wins, 1 loss, 1 no result, 11 points.
Look, I'm just not going to read through the rest of this table because it's obviously complete rubbish. Let's move on to... what have I got here?
Saturday Div 1.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to put in the batting and bowling, but because this table was so terrible, I didn't bother because that's all wrong as well.
Yep.
All right, so let's move on. What are we doing? Sat Div 1. It is the USRC Lions up against the Crusaders. I picked the Crusaders because they had to win.
And they didn't. They didn't. It's a backs to the wall. The Crusaders, lost. They both the USRC Lions are. Let's give them credit for that first. USRC batting first, bowled out in 33.5 overs for 189. Top scores of 44 from Mohammad Ehra Kamal and 42 of just 57 balls from Iftikhar Ahmed. So playing the anchor role there. Matthew Chappell taking 3 first, Sagar Modi taking 2. The Crusaders batted 35.
Yeah.
But couldn't get there.
No. Long way short. Lost by 34. Top score was the 16-year-old Will Walsh. Good to see him back playing Saturday Div 1 at least, 56 off 64, but didn't get a lot of help. I mean, he's got a third of the score there. And
there's a bit of a top order collapse from what I remember, and then the lower order sort of rallied to make sure they batted out the 50.
Yeah, you don't get extra points for batting out 35. Now, let's talk about Wakar. Didn't we just talk about him in birthdays a few weeks back? And
might have, the off spinner.
Where was he? We haven't seen him for a while. Well, he's at the USRC Lions, and he got a threefer.
He's actually been bowling well this season. I don't think it's the first time we've seen him in the USRC Lions top performers. So, good job, Wakar Dawood. Well, good job, USRC Lions. My tip is correct there, so another point for me.
Yeah, at the moment I'm on 3, you're on 5, and it doesn't get any better from here. Also, Saturday Championship Div 1, Lama Lama Lama, up against the top of the table, Gap Ramblers.
Okay, so now, let me preface this before by saying that when Lama Club came down to Gap Ramblers through HKCC to play the Gap Ramblers, obviously I went down, said hi to all of them. They're my teammates. And they let me know that they're very keen listeners to the podcast. They really enjoy it. They're big fans. Friday afternoon, they're all tuning in. And they were not happy about our tip. And they did say, look, we've got a chance to win here. And if we do, you're going to get another little segment, another little text message to play on the podcast. I'm like, by all means, you're welcome to.
Yep.
I know they're listening now.
Are they?
And I know they're going to fast forward this bit. Because they went out there to bat.
No, they didn't. They absolutely didn't go out there to bat. That's the problem. They didn't bat at all. They won the toss, elected to bat. I mean, very lucky numbers. They were bowled out in 29.1 for lucky 88.
Lucky 88. Not really lucky for Lama in the end because that's way, way below par and the Gap Ramblers smashed it.
That is the most polite thing I've ever heard. Oh, it's a little bit below par at Hong Kong Cricket Club to get bowled out for 88.
They gave me flack for picking the Gap Ramblers. I had to go somewhere. I'm like, I'll be back by 4 p.m. I'll catch the end of this game. I came back there. They're already halfway through their beers. They're done. Mm. The game was dusted. There's nothing left for me to watch. Ramblers taking just 13.1 overs to chase it down. 49 of 25 Mehran Zeb. There is a message, though, because we did go out for drinks afterwards, the Lama boys. I can tell you this. They seem hungrier and angrier than ever before. And a hungry Lama is a Lama to be feared.
Oh, absolutely. Just not against the Gap Ramblers at home. Tom Hicks got player of the match in that one. We both picked the Gap Ramblers. Sorry, Lama Lama. We'll be back on the Lama train when you play somebody not as good as Gap Ramblers. Let's run through the table. Tammy.
All right, top of table, HKCC Gap Ramblers, 10 matches, 8 wins, 1 loss and 1 no result.
Mm-hmm. Miles out in front, yeah. 17 points.
Yep.
And then after that, we've got like 5 teams, almost, no, like 4 teams around similar points. Lama Cricket Club got 12, Indian Cup Yodas got 11, same to HKCC Nomans and DLSW Sky Warriors all got 11 points.
So it's a battle to make the final at least.
Yes, yep. The battle is on.
But this is just that gap between the Gap Ramblers and everybody else. Middle order table is the USRC Lions getting another win. Jinsung's almost played out. Has Gap Ramblers played? How many games do they play?
Their last game is this Saturday, Gap Ramblers.
Yeah, so Jinsung's only got one left as well, so they're not going to make the final. Tigers and Tartars are looking pretty safe, but it's starting to get ugly on relegation down the bottom.
Yeah, Charlie Bears, Crusaders and Lancers all in that relegation zone. Charlie Bears at 5 points, but only 2 games left. Crusaders 4 points, 3 games left. Lancers 4 points, 2 games left. So still time for all of them to turn it around, but it's not looking... It's do or die time for those teams.
Yeah, those three are really in trouble. The Tartars need to get another win just to be safe as well. Let's run through the batting top 5. Tammy.
Jack Mathis, 9 games, total of 438 runs with the average of 73. Next one from India Club, Akasha, 7 games, 327 runs with the average of 81.
Yeah, he's got a decent average. I mean, he'd have the best average if the cheat code wasn't in this top five. Keep going.
Yeah, and then third one, Anton from CCC Jinxon, the total runs of 244, average of 30. After that is from Lama Cricket Club, Chris Ryan, total of 236. And then Saham Alfankov from HKCC No Man's on the fifth is with only 223 runs, but he only played 3 games.
Yeah. It's insane. He's not played a game in 2025 and he's still in the top 5 run scores.
Yeah, and he's going to have the best average without doubt. Nitesh, the bowling top 5.
Tom Booth of Lama. When we mentioned they went down by 7 wickets, all those 3 wickets were taken by Tom Booth in a single 7-over spell, including a very good cotton bowl. He's now top of the charts with 20 of 8, displacing Niaz Ali, who's got 18 wickets, but just in 6 games. He has time to catch up as well. Mayur Patel from Gap Ramblers, 17 wickets in 9 games. Harry Hodgson, 16 and 10 from Jingsun. And Harris Mohammad, who we just talked about from the All-Star series. Been a very impressive season for him, 15 wickets in 10 innings.
Excellent. Let's move on to Saturday Championship Div 2. And yet again, another rout we'll talk about. It's the DLSW Thunder up against Kitak.
This did not go how we expected it.
We both picked Thunder.
We built then, and actually I looked at the scores, I'm like, oh yeah, I got this right, and then I realized, wait, the teams are the wrong way around. Thunder batting first, bowled out for 95, Vishnu and Mohammad Zohaib Farooq. Now, I really rate Vishnu as a bowler. Vishnu, I should try to say his full name, Pratha Sarathi. Anyway, Vishnu is a very nice guy and a very good new ball bowler. It clicked for him, 4 for 26 and 5.5 over. Zohaib, accurate medium pace, chipped in with 3. I think the Thunder's just had a horrible day out there with the bat, and Kitak, no matter how bad the batting is, we're not going to mess it up. They've got Harry Hodgson in the 11. Matthew Jones has been scoring runs.
What's with that, Harry playing for Kitak?
Because he's under 17, so he can play for multiple teams.
I know he can play for multiple teams, but why is he not playing for a Hong Kong cricket club team?
Because they didn't have a game that day. He basically plays every Saturday for whoever wants him.
Oh, that's nice.
He's playing a lot of cricket, Harry Hodgson. He's been very good this year across formats. And
I wonder how they log that. Like, you know how it always has the team name next to if he's in the top 5.
That's what I was saying. I don't think all his 10 games are beginning wicket charter just for Jingsun. He's probably got a game or two for. Yeah, that's what I think as well.
Anyway, Thunder got thrashed. We both picked the Thunder. That was a terrible call from
good
both
job,
of us.
Good job, Kitak.
Yeah, well done, Kitak. Let's run through the table. You can go with the top 6, Tammy.
Yes, on top of the table, Pack Championship and HKCC Withers both got 14 points, but Pack Championship already played 9 games, which HKCC Withers only got 7 games. Mm-hmm. And then on the 3rd and 4th, it's Laguna Gully and Punjab Lions both got 12 points. Laguna played 9 games. Punjab Lions got 8 games. And then,
well, just stop there. That's top 4 is probably the only ones that can challenge now, you'd expect, right?
Yeah, all 4 of them are still in contest for that promotion final.
Thunder in 5th have played 10 games, so they've only got 1 game left, and they can only get to a maximum of 12, which doesn't seem like it's... Well, it's definitely not enough to get into the top 2 because they're already on 14. Carry on.
Yeah, and then next up is HKUCC. They already played 10 games already, only got 9 points at the moment.
You're not going up?
Yeah, we're not going up.
Ugh.
Not even close this year. We're happy in Div 2.
I hope they rename Pack Championship next year if they actually do go up.
Back to Rising Stars?
They can be Rising Stars again. I wish they called it Pack Falling Stars. That would have been hilarious. Running through the rest, Nitesh.
Yeah, Strikers and Kitak, identical records. Just net run rate separates them, 9 points in 9 games. Centaurs, 7 points in 9 games. They've got a game in hand. 2 games in hand, sorry. India Club All-Stars are done and have avoided the bottom of the table despite some abject performances. One game left and have 7 points.
Yeah, got one game left.
Yeah, 1 game left. But they'll be safe from the bottom of the table. Because as are Hung Si, because they've got 2 games left and they've got 5 points. Bottom of the table, as we've congratulated them already, KCC Saracens played all 11 games, managing just a single win over Kitak.
Well done to all the teams that have played out. Saracens will be 12th this year. Let's look at the batting. It's pretty much the same. We didn't have too many games. Tammy, who you got?
On top of the table is Hafiz Khan, 9 games, 505 runs with the average of 84 from Pack. And then next up is Setfield Y, 7 games, 406 runs, average of 58 from HKCC Withers. After that, it's Samesa Yar, 332 runs from India Club All-Stars. And then we've got Usman from KCC Saracens, 274 runs, average of 30. And then with Vivek Jat for Laguna Gani got 266 runs.
All right, Nitesh, finish off the bowling table.
Also on top of the bowling table, as he is on the batting table, Hafiz Khan. This is bullying.
Yeah. They need to go back into Div 1.
19 wickets in 9 games. Vikas Kapoor of India Club All-Stars has had a good season. 18 wickets in 8, as has Sachin Kumar Mittal. Surprising, India Club All-Stars are so low down. He's third on the wicket charts with 16 in 8 innings. Praveen for Little Sound Thunder, he bowled really well in the game they lost. I think he bowled 7 overs for like 9 runs and 2 wickets. We didn't shout him out, but he's a good left-arm spinner. He's up there. 15 wickets in 9 games. Venkatesh Bhimini from Laguna Gully, also 15 wickets but 7 games.
Before we finish off outs and ins, I just want to talk Vikas Kapoor from India Club. He was playing morning league yesterday here. Brought in a new guy nobody had ever heard of. He's got the same name as about two other players here in Hong Kong. Only played one game. Came out here, smashed a 70 off like 29 deliveries.
Decent player.
You know when you play morning league here, trying to hit a 6 to the scoreboard is the longest boundary. He did it with ease down into there. He was putting it into the tractor and whatever on the offside. Wow. Named Muhammad Ishtiaq. And I said to Vikyat after the game, somebody's got to need to sign this guy up for Saturdays. He said, already done.
They've got one game left that comes in, so...
Yeah, but I'm assuming that he's going to be joining India Club All-Stars next season. Ooh, at least.
There was some preview stuff right there.
Well, that was a massive outs and ins. Ins and outs is next.
Ins and outs next. All the upcoming action in cricket in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Ins and outs time. We're going to check all the games around Hong Kong this weekend with Nitesh and Tammy. We're going to start up the hill at Hong Kong Cricket Club in Sunday Elite Division 1. This is a huge game with the international players on duty in Malaysia. Hong Kong Cricket Club Scorps versus the Diaspora Little Saiwan Tony Turners. Now, remind me, who's in the Scorps? Is that Nazaka?
Nazaka the Martin are Wanderers.
Okay, so this is, they're missing Ansh.
Yep.
Ayush.
Yep. That's about it.
Is Adil? Adil's not onto it. So.
Adil's with Wanderers anyways.
Okay, so missing two big names. Tony Turners will be missing Ehsan. And that's it?
That's it, I believe.
Okay, well, what do we think? Tammy?
Because I don't know the team, I just go for HKCC.
Well, that's as wise as any other way we tip here because we're terrible at it. Mr. HKCC?
I'm going for the Scorps. I think the Tony Turners do have Heather Ali and do have a couple of good pace bowlers, but also they are fasting, the entire team. It's 50 overs. Scorps have more guys who are going to be staying hydrated throughout the day. I think it made we were there for the PACC Premier League T20. You could tell it had a bit of an effect on PACC's performance. I think the same thing over here is going to have a bit of effect on the Saiwan performance.
I'm tipping the Tony Turners. They've been very strong this season without Ehsan anyway, so I'm going to go rogue on that one. Also, Division 1 Sunday Elite, which will be commentated by yours truly, PACC Elite up against the KCC Templars. Mm. What do we think, Tammy?
KCC.
Okay. Now, I can tell you now, Pak are going to pack it with people like Hafiz Khan.
Yep.
Haseeb Mohammed, they're all going to be in there.
Yep.
Tariq Nawaz, they'll still have Gaz.
Yep. Haroon.
Haroon. So it's a very strong
shot. No, Anas is on tour. The one
Anas is on tour. And,
he's playing India Club anyway.
He doesn't play for Pak in Sunday.
He's not that. He's only a Prem player.
Right. So Tammy's going KCC. I'm going KCC.
Yes,
because I think that team is too strong. It's missing Baba. Azaz and Atiq.
Yeah.
And also Dan Pascoe.
I'm missing Atiq. Atiq doesn't play Templars.
It's not Templars.
Oh, I think it's Infidels.
Yeah. Infidels. So they're not missing Atiq.
Missing Dan Pascoe.
Dan's away in Australia with his family. So, but they still have Jamie. They still have Mo. No, Mo Pelly's the other one. But they've still got a very strong.
They have Jay.
Yep.
They'll have.
Cheyenne will play for this team, I'm sure, to fill the Dan Pascoe.
Sunny's Templars.
Yep.
Yeah, I think Templars. At KCC, Templars are very hard to beat.
They are indeed. But it's going to be a very good game, that's for sure. Let's move to Saturday Championship Division 1. The IRC Charlie Bears up against the big gap at the top, Ramblers.
Tammy.
Yeah, the Gap Ramblers got a big gap.
They do have a big gap. They're
Gap Ramblers.
Nobody can chase them down. They are definitely...
If the Gap Ramblers win this, they lock in first place and therefore the right to host the Saturday League final. So there's a little extra motivation there for them to try and get over the line here, lock in that home final, and make a big event of it. So I think the Gardner Rumblers will be up for this game.
Even if that wasn't all the case, they're still going to beat the Charlie Bears any day of the week at home. Saturday Championship Div 1 also here at KCC. A quite important game, actually. The Lancers are up against the KCC Tartars, who are not quite safe yet, in the table. So they desperately need this win. Tammy?
Yeah, just because they're playing at home ground, so KCC.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a season for Lancers where it's a minor achievement if they score above 100. So for that reason, I'm going to go Tartars as well.
Yeah, I don't think they probably are going to get above 100 against the Tartars in KCC, but we shall see. Saturday Championship Div 2, the final game of the weekend. The not-quite-firing Centaurs Cricket Club up against Laguna Gully, who are looking good.
Yeah, Laguna looking good this year.
Yeah, Laguna.
Oh, okay. So yeah, we're all going with Laguna there as well, which means the only difference in tips, I am guessing, is that pack. No, no, the
Scorpions game.
Scorps game. That's going to be a massive game, and I'm sure you are streaming it live, are you, Natesh?
Yeah, it'll be broadcast live on the HKC YouTube with audio, but no commentary, just the sound, the sound effects mic. You didn't mention the tipping tally, Bushy.
You are two behind now. 83 for Natesh.
You were 11 ahead at one point, weren't you?
Yeah.
You made a whole post about it on the 8452 podcast IG page.
Yeah. Well, I've had some rough weeks. Life has not been treating me well. The games are not going my way. This is the week where I can put one more point out. Heather Alley et al., if you're listening, the Tony Turners, make sure you get this done on the weekend. I need to get that gap out to three. That's all the games around Hong Kong this weekend. If you can get out and watch them live, please do. If not, make sure you tune in to Hong Kong Cricket Club YouTube for that Gap Ramblers game. Or KCC will be broadcasting without audio the Tartars game against the Lancers on Saturday. And then, with my commentary, it will be the Templars up against PAC Championship from 10 a.m. on Sunday. That's ins and outs.
Always denied entry.
Okay, time for Women's Cricket Wrap with the T20 games returning to the domestic league. Tammy, last weekend we had three big games. Start. What was game one? Scrolling back up.
KCC Maidens versus CCC Feng Wong.
Yeah, that was the one where I very, very quickly changed my tip from KCC to Craig and Gower. Yeah. Feng Wong won the toss, elected to have a bowl. It looks like the Maidens only had eight players?
No, they got eight players. Yeah. And they get all out in 14.2 overs with only 49 runs.
Yeah, that's not probably enough, and it wasn't, as Feng Wong chased it down without losing a wicket. Run through the best performers. Amy Lai with a 23 top scoring. Almira's the captain? Who's the captain?
Amy's the captain.
Amy's the captain, and Almira also getting a 16. It's all the only one on the best performances is Muskan Samtani, sometime commentator for Cricket Hong Kong China, getting 9. So she was the third highest top scorer. So well done to her. But the bowling was very Feng Wong-y, with Arden getting a 3-for.
Yep.
She was player of the match, 3-for-8 or 3.2.
Yes. And yeah, we've got Pat and also Goria picking up like 2 wickets in 1 wicket.
Well,
managed to get KCC all out.
We all picked Craig and Gower on that one. Let's move to one which I don't want to really talk about. It is the SCC Divas. No, we're not talking about that one yet. Oh, we're talking about the Divas versus the Wasps, where I completely forgot that all the Wasps are on tour.
Yeah.
The Divas were sent in to bat. Blimey, did they bat?
Yes, they did so well. Well, what I know on that day is like they bring in a player from Australia.
Yes, that's what I was wondering. Yes, I haven't seen her name before.
Henry, yes, she's from Australia.
Okay.
When they
like, is there any backstory on that? Like, is she a Hong Konger, or she just was in hometown and wanted to play a game? Like, is she going to be eligible to play for Hong Kong China?
I actually have not much idea about that.
When I've spoken to Animesh, the manager for Divas, before, he did key in that that was one of his long-term goals, is to bring in a player coach for the Divas to help level them up further. Again, I don't know if the Simran Henry is the one for it, but that is something I was looking at as well.
Well, 81 off 47, it would be a pretty good choice if that's not the person they were thinking of, because that's massive. 81, not 195 for two, the Divas. That's ridiculous. I mean, looks like, what, seven players for the Wasps playing in the game as well?
No, I think they had a full team. They just batted out the overs.
Oh, they did bat out the overs. 87 for six. So it's all Divas except for a shout-out to Sata Alina, who got a 21. Player of the match, who was that?
Simran Henry.
What a shock. What a shock.
She got two for an 80.
Except the 81 run. She still got like two more wickets.
I haven't got the link, but I'd really like to see the Crick Heroes MVP points on that one, because I think that she might be about 40 above everybody else. I got that tip wrong. I'll admit it. Okay, let's have a look where the Women's T20 League Division 1 table stands.
Yes, so at the moment, we are playing like kind of like the second round. So the top three team plays against each other, which are the CCC Sunrisers, HKCC Willow Wilders, and the Lantau. And then the bottom five are going to play against each other as well. And then they fight for the final spot in the semi-final. And at this moment, I think we've got KCC Maiden on top of those five, followed by SCC Divas, and then the DLSW Wops, and then Fong Wong, and then the SLCC Lioners.
Fong Wong are still in this, though. How many games are left?
So it should be 11 games total for the teams in the bottom half, right? Because they would have played 7 in the first round and an additional 4.
Yeah, should be.
So Maiden's got 1 left, Divas, Wasps, Fong Wong, 2 left, Lionesses... I don't think they've got 3 left, but potentially losing all 3. So points on offer for the other teams who've got games in hand against the Lionesses. So yeah, it's still quite alive, actually.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fight between like KCC Divas with the Henry and then also with Wops when the national players are back.
Exactly. When they're back, it's a completely different game. But at the moment, they're just going to have to grind through. Let's have a look at the batting table for Div 1, and Marion Bibby on top. That's a massive amount of runs. 477 at an average of 238.5. Hello, but she's away. Yasmin Dazwani, second. She's on tour as well. 244 at an average of 81. Shanzine Shazard on tour, 177 at an average of 44. Amy Lai, who is not on tour, 126 at 31.5. And Jonah Egad from the SCC Divas, 125 at 31.25. Who wants to take the bowling table?
I can take the bowling table. Our young Karen Poon is on top of the table, taking 12 wickets, and she's on tour as well.
Yep.
Yeah, and I know she's playing today.
Is
at
she?
The moment, yes, she's playing now.
She's in that game against Namibia. Fantastic news.
Yeah, and then second one, it's Makhak Dipkor, 10 wickets, and...
She's on tour.
She's on tour.
Yeah.
And I think she's playing, not sure about today, she's playing yesterday.
Okay, well, figure it out before we get to Sky Plaza Road, which is coming up next, because we'll need to talk about all the games. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, and then coming on third from CCC Fong Wong Gloria, taking 10 wickets as well. And then fourth is Marion Bibby from DLSW, 9 wickets. And then the fifth one is also from CCC Fong Wong, taking 9 wickets. Adan.
Okay, that rounds out Div 1. Let's move to Div 2. Now, this is the game you didn't want to talk about.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. I think this.
Hong Kong Cricket Club Diamonds up against the USRC Eagles. The Eagles, who rarely turn up to a game, turned up. The Diamonds winning the toss, electing to bat. How did it go?
Diamonds
turned up with more than 11 players.
Yeah, Eagles had a 12th. They had a 12th player as well, so they've somehow recruited well. The Diamonds, for context, first season for them playing league T20 cricket. They played Development League the year before. And before that, most of them had never played any cricket. Some of them not even playing any other sort of sport.
Yep. That's an amazing score then, right?
Yes.
That's a really good score because Alvina Tam has played cricket and she batted really well up the order, got 51 of 65. Christina Tong got 29. They got 156, some help from extras, but they batted really well. That's the highest score they've ever made. And then they bowled well. They took 5 wickets with the ball. They kept the Eagles batters contained. The highest score from any Eagles batter was 15. And yet somehow Eagles won because the Diamonds gave away 122 in extras.
Yeah, I was about to try to do the math. Top score of 15. They scored 157 in 18.1. Say that number again.
122.
All right. Now in Div 2, you get 2 runs for a no ball.
Quite
so
a
So that's where it's been pumped up. But that That is a lot.
That is a lot.
That is perhaps something that the Diamonds need to work on. Weren't you coaching them last weekend?
I was.
You're fired. Bring the hole back. Okay. That was a big win for the Eagles, who actually turned up. We all picked the Diamonds, and we were wrong.
Shout out, though, to Alvina Tam, 51, and 2-for-10 with one maiden in her 3-over. She didn't bowl the fourth because she was saving it to bowl the final over that has to have 6 legal balls.
Well, I'm not sure how. The player of the match was Mary Ann Pedroso.
Yeah.
Got a 1-for-28.
The cricketer's algorithm will pick the highest MVP points from the winning team. I checked the scorecard. Both Alvina and Christina from the Diamonds, who batted well and bowled well, both of them actually have more MVP points. But the player of the match went to the player from the winning team.
I disagree. Alvina, congratulations. You are our player of the match in that game, even though you lost. Let's have a look at the table, Tammy.
Yes, so on top of the table, so basically Indica Velocity and Link Fat Flies, both of them got 11 points.
My two teams.
Played 7 matches, 5 win, 1 loss, 1 no result. But the Indian club got much higher run rate. They got like 4 points.
Yeah, that's insane.
Fancy Chaudhary effect.
Yeah. And then coming on third and fourth is the HKCC Cavaliers and Lama Roses, both got 10 points. Cavaliers got 7 games, 5 wins, and the Lama Roses got
Is the same sort of top table, bottom of the table thing going on with these guys, or what? I didn't understand the Div 1, to be honest. But
yeah, I think this one also has the round 1, round 2.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, it's pretty clear cut, the top 4 from the bottom 3, right, already?
Well, I think Cavaliers in the top 3 before round 2? I think it was Lama Roses who were top 3, who secured a spot in the semi-final. So I think it was Velocity, Fireflies and Roses who were locked in as top 3 and just playing each other.
Yeah.
And that's where Lama have dropped points because they're playing against the top teams. And on this table, they're fourth, but they're already in the semi-final.
Absolutely no idea what either of you are talking about, but I'm sure it'll all work out in the end when we get to some finals. Yeah. Let's have a look at the batting table. Top 5, Tammy.
Of course, topping the table, it's Ben Z. With only 4 games, she got 241 with the average of 120.
I wonder at what point Vansi finally gets a surname.
Vansi the cheat code Chaudhary.
Yeah, exactly. We could put 3 names in, but I mean, there's people in here that's got like captain in brackets and HK. Vansi, where's the Chaudhary? Anyway, she's an amazing talent. 4 innings for 240. Who's next?
Coming up next is also from Indica Velocity. Hadisa got 157 runs, and the next
she's
one
played well.
She?
Yeah.
And then next one is from Lama Roses, Donna got 135 runs, and then here comes the HKCC Diamonds, Alvina Tam got 122 runs, and then the next one is Fatima Amir from Lake Fireflies got 120 runs in just 3 games.
All right, let's have a look at the bowling card, Nitesh.
Rani Suman of Link Fireflies leading the way, 10 wickets in 5 innings. Donna Jaro, also on the wicket-taking charts, along with being Lama Rose's best batter, she's been their best bowler, also 10 wickets in 5 innings. Mehrabi Albardo's IC Velocity took 7 wickets in 5 innings. Joan Padillo, the captain of the Lama Roses.
Yeah, there's another one in Crick Heroes. Yeah. Jane Padillo.
Lama Roses.
Lama Roses is a surname.
She's adopted the team properly. Okay. It's like those Muay Thai fighters, they put the gym name at the last name. So she's Joan Padillo, Lama Roses. Joan's taken 6 wickets in 5 innings. And then Fatima Amir also here. She's only played 3 games, but she's on both charts. Let's see how long it is that she can play again for the League Fireflies.
All right, the tipping tally after last weekend's games. Tammy's out in front on 39. I'm on 38. Natasha, you're on 3 plus whatever you got right. I didn't even bother to count it. I don't care. Let's have a look at next weekend's game, shall we, where we're all tipping again. Are you playing? Game 1, it's Div 1, the Willow Wielders up against the Sunrisers.
Yes, I'm playing. And I'm tipping myself.
Okay, well, then that's obvious. What do you think, Natesh?
I'm really tempted to not tip the Willows. Just because we're missing so many. We're missing Betty, Mariko. Well, Betty's back in town, right? Good call. Hang on.
Do we need to talk about that in Sky Plaza Road? Or I didn't know. I thought we were on tour.
But Alison's still on tour.
Yep.
Mariko and Natasha are all on tour.
Yeah, but
Mariko
and Natasha didn't play in the
True. Emma's on tour. Right. Is Emma on tour?
Emma's on tour.
Emma's on tour. She's been good for us this season. We've got too much depth. I'm thinking Willows. Willows got way too much depth. You still got Maya. You still got Kamaya. You got all the youngsters. Tracy might come again. Stormy. Jasmine's in town still and she can play. Yeah, you've got a lot of depth in that team. Tammy's here.
Look, You know I love my Sunrisers, and they're missing a few as well on tour. But it is PKVR. The last time I think I got the Willow Wilders wrong, weren't you up at the hill or something playing? I don't know, but this is neutral ground. I'm going to go with Craig and Gower just to mix it up. And if I'm never going to tip against the Sunrisers, even if they lose. Coming up also, Div 1 at 11:30 a.m., the SCC Divas off that massive win over the Maidens up against... No, hang on. The Divas played somebody else, the Fung Wong.
Yep.
Defeated Maidens.
Divas.
I literally we just did it.
Divas beat the Wasps.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The big winner.
Fung Wong beat the Maidens.
Yeah.
Big upsets. Beating the big teams.
Yeah. I'm. This one's tough, and it's. Yeah. I don't know. What do you got there? I'm putting my tips in, so nobody says I'm cheating. But what do you think, Tammy?
Go for Divas with the players coming in from
Simon Henry.
Yeah.
I like this Simon Henry.
Yeah.
I might get it out the PKVR. No, no, I'm commentating. I'd like to go out and watch, though. How about you there, Nitesh?
Yeah, I'm going for the... I like Fung Wong, but I think they don't have enough experience compared to the Divas. You know, Simon Henry wasn't playing at Go Divas, but because she is, comfortably.
Okay, and three Div 1 games on...
Are you going Divas? What's your pick?
I am going Divas. I'd already typed it in. Final game. This is really, really hard. It's the Div 1 game, Serendip Lionesses up against the Maidens. The Maidens, who are struggling to field a side, up against the Lionesses that have never won a game.
I'll go for the Maidens.
I mean, you can't tip somebody that's not won a game, even though it is the Maidens who are only probably going to have 8 or 9. They've got some really good young kids playing.
Yeah.
And they did. If they could just get 11, they'd be back even without Yaz. Are you going with KCC?
I'm going with Maidens as well. I think they'll show up.
I think so too.
SLCC as a club have really, really struggled across leagues this season. They're struggling to put teams out. They're struggling to get scorers to grounds.
Yeah.
They struggle to afford the lunches at the clubs. It's just been a bit of a. It's hard to pick them.
You just left that at the bottom of the women's cricket wrap, you little dig. I'm going with the Maidens. I'm backing in their youngster of, Irish Ridges?
Irish Ridges, she's good.
I'm really impressed with how she bowls, so I reckon she's going to clean up the Lionesses if they turn up. That is the women's cricket wrap for this week. Coming up next, it's Sky Plaza Road. Yep, there's the big bird, and both teams are overseas at the moment. The men's team in Malaysia and the women's team over in Uganda. We're going to look at both. We're going to start with the men's team on tour. We talked about that social media post after the Bahrain game. Let's talk about that Bahrain game, Nitesh.
Hong Kong. Were they sent in to bat first in the toss? That's a good question to start with. Yeah, no, they bat to the bat. So Hong Kong shows up in Malaysia, first game, elect to bat first. Start off well, 44 runs in the power plays. Anshuman Rath gets out last ball, bowled 23 or 15. So they've got 44 for one. They're going okay. Zeeshan Ali gets his 50. Nizakat's run out early. It's a terrible run out. Never a run there. Baba Hayat struggles, 18 of 26. And they just get bogged down. Wickets keep falling. And they're all out. Well, not all out. They're bad at the 20 overs, 118. It's basically face saving at the end there.
So it looked like a bowler's track.
I wouldn't say it looked like a bowler's track watching it.
No, not watching it. I'm just saying looking at the scorecard.
Yeah, because when you were watching it, it didn't seem like the ball was doing a lot. It just got bogged down.
It was doing nothing.
And
Bahrain proved it.
Well, Ayush got an early wicket. And you know, when they were 11 for 1 and 3, I was like, okay, hello, game's on here. Then Asif Ali, he played at the Hong Kong Cricket Club. He took a fifer there in the Hong Kong one-day series against Uganda. Took 2 wickets and 1 over here. And then came out number 3, smashed 76 of 40 balls. Just annihilated us.
He's one of the lefties, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a left-hand batter. He just annihilated us. Like Fiaz Ahmed at the other end got 37 or 36. So we were controlling it from one end. Asif Ali just kept going after us. And very quickly, the game went out of control. They got there in 14.2 overs. They scored at a run rate of 8.44, and we struggled to get to a runner ball.
Yeah. Thrashing. Disappointing, as the social media post said. So, thrashing. The next game was up against the home side of Malaysia.
Yep.
We batted first in this one as well. Did we choose to bat first? What does it say?
What does
the I'm just looking at the social media post, which doesn't mention it. But
once again, we won the toss. Once again, we batted first.
Oh, at least we batted this time.
We batted first last game as well.
No, we batted. We actually went out there with a piece of wood and batted.
Well, again, it was Zeeshan and Anshu got us a good start, but they just kept going after the power play. By the time Zeeshan got out, we're 85 for one. Nizakat got set in, 23 of 12, till he got stumped. But on the other end, Anshuman was just absolutely smashing it. And he was in the final over on 97, exhausted after 66 balls, and got caught in the deep, heartbreaking. That would have been his first T20 100 for Hong Kong. So just missed out there, 97 off 66. But we got 185 on the back of that wonderful innings. And that was way too much. I think Malaysia, big boundaries, slow pitches, that was plenty. And Ayush again, early wicket. Anas Khan got into the action, Ehsan Khan, Atiq, everyone just chipped in with wickets and it was a procession. They batted out 20 overs, but they were never in any danger of getting the score. 143 for 9 for Malaysia. So a good win to bounce back. That's one win, one loss. We're second in the table. Malaysia have lost to Hong Kong and have lost both their games to Bahrain. So Bahrain are first, Hong Kong are second. As long as we hold second, we get a chance to get revenge in the final. We should have one more game coming up.
Is it
against Bahrain and one more against Malaysia? The double round robin, I believe. Right?
Okay, yeah, well, that makes sense. So there's one more game from. No, Malaysia's played out. No, Malaysia's got one more game as well.
Yeah, Malaysia have got us.
Yeah.
They just lost to Bahrain today by 35 runs, bowled off on 91, chasing 126. Right. So Malaysia really have fallen off.
What's going on with Malaysia? I noticed that Virendeep Singh is no longer captain.
There's a bit of drama I heard a while back in secondhand sources that they let go of their coach. And that led to some disappointment within the camp and some players maybe not taking contracts or whatever. So if I just look through the names of this Malaysia team that played Bahrain.
It looks very... I'm looking at the names that played against Hong Kong. And it's a very similar side that was here last year where Virendeep was captain.
Yeah, Sharvin Munyandi, Ahmed Faiz, Syed Aziz, Vijay Uni, Khizr Hayat. These are all the regular Mohammed Wafiq, Pavanteep, Amir, the youngster.
Who's captain now?
Syed Aziz. I think he's captain before as well. I don't think that's his first time being captain. Okay. 26 years old. I'd say 93 T20 eyes.
They've had so many dramas. They make Hong Kong, China look like it were organised and good because Malaysia has always been a mess. So what have we got coming up then? As you said, we've got to play Malaysia again and Bahrain again to round out the double round robin.
And then the final.
When are these games?
Tomorrow and I believe day after. I think we've got back to back.
Give us
Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. local time, 3 a.m. GMT.
Malaysia's the same time as us.
There you go, 11 a.m. Hong Kong time then.
Yeah, well done. So tomorrow, which is Friday, if you're listening to this whenever after we put it out, that game will be well and truly done before I put it out because I'm busy until about 1 p.m. on Friday. So that game will be on. We'll be all watching in as well. And then Saturday, and hopefully we make... So the final's on Sunday?
No, the final's on Monday. Very weird.
That is very weird.
Monday afternoon, Monday 11 a.m. final. Definitely going to sell tickets to that.
Okay.
Kuala Lumpur. Right. So just on the Malaysia tour, I did send you a fun stat that I dug up about how the Hong Kong team has done in Malaysia.
Oh, yes, you did. You've been documenting it. We've played 31 games now, I believe, in Malaysia.
31? So in T20 eyes.
Yeah, it was 30 and then we played the one.
Oh, it was 22.
22?
Yeah, we had 20 matches before the series started, so now we've got 22 on our belt in T20 eyes only, dating back to 2020.
Mm-hmm.
In those 22 games, the one no result. So after the remaining 21, we've won 7, lost 14. And those 7 wins include wins against Singapore, Maldives, Mongolia, and Myanmar. We've lost to Kuwait 3 times in Malaysia. We've lost to PNG twice in Malaysia. We've now lost to Bahrain the first time we played them in Malaysia. And our head-to-head record against Malaysia themselves in Malaysia is pretty horrid. It does seem to be turning around now with the series. I've been over Malaysia there. And we've got another chance against Bahrain tomorrow. But it may look bad on paper, but we do struggle in Malaysian conditions. And I think it has something to do with the bigger boundaries, potentially slower pitch, slower outfield. It does seem to be a bit of a weak spot for us. Every time we head over there, we just don't play well.
Well, maybe with the tie-up that we have with the Malaysia Cricket Association, maybe there'll be more games and we'll start getting a few more wins in there. So that's the men's tour. The women's, Tammy, they're in Uganda.
Yes, they are in Uganda playing a Four Nations series with Uganda, Namibia and Nepal.
All three teams that are above us in the rankings, unlike the... men's one, we should mention that we're the highest ranked team over there. So we have to try to win everything and keep our points. So the women's, on the other hand, we're playing tougher teams. And it was game one. Was that up against Namibia?
The Uganda. First game Uganda. Is playing against Uganda, and we only got like 75 runs, and then we're gonna chase it in 17.2 overs. And then, but then, we come back strong, and we beat Namibia.
That was a good win. I was watching that
That's a good win, yes. It's a tight game, but we, well, Namibia got 112 runs, and then we chase it down all the way, like, and in 19.2 overs.
Was that the game where there was a couple of sixes to win the game?
It was 10 runs needed of the last over, and Mariam Bibi goes bang, bang, 6-6, job done, walks off. Tosses the bat in the air, I assume. Like, well, really, really cool.
I saw the video from the dugout where all the girls ran out. They were very excited. And that's why Mariam Bibi's on top of the Division 1 batting table, because she can do that. That's very good. So, notch up a win against Namibia. Who do we play next?
Next up...
It was Nepal.
Yes, we play against Nepal, and we win against them again.
By two runs,
yeah. Insane. I can't believe it's a tight game. We got 100 runs, but, well, we managed to keep Nepal in only 98 runs.
So, once again, last over, Nepal needed 10 runs to win, but they don't have a Mariam Bibi. So, it's Kerry Chan who bowled that over and just dotted it up. There was a wide, so that the penultimate ball was a wide. So, there's a bit of pressure there, but got the job done, Kerry Chan.
Yeah, as she does always. That's why I love my Sunrisers and my left arm superstar that is Kerry Chan. Is she celebrating her birthday today?
It is her birthday today.
It's her birthday.
Yeah, we wished her happy birthday last week on the podcast, but it is her birthday. Happy birthday to Kerry. I think she's 28 today. Still a youngster. Now, while we're recording, we're playing...
We played Uganda again.
Playing Uganda?
No, we played Uganda again before today's game.
Did we?
Yeah, after Nepal.
Okay, so how do we go? I missed that game. When was that?
Yesterday.
And we won it again in the final over.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's been a great tournament.
Not that he's got any too much hair to bring back anyway, but Najib's not going to have any hair left by the time this tour is left, and Junaid will be the same.
Uganda scored 123 for 5. Perfect 1-2-3-4-5 batting first.
I was talking to Wilson about this game, and I said, we've got the batting to chase this down. And we did.
Yeah, I mean... Shenzhen got 33. Good to see Shenzhen getting the runs. Mariko 30. But once again, it came down to the final over. We started the final over needing 5 runs this time, but Mariam on strike. Didn't get a 6. She got out. So a little panic there. But then Ikra Sahar and Alison Siu got us home. There was a wide in there somehow. Chaos at the end with one another last over finish. That's 3 last over victories in a row for the Hong Kong women out in Uganda.
So we can just basically pencil in that today's game that's currently going on as we record will end up somehow in a last over thriller.
No, I don't think so.
They finished the first innings already, so after 20 overs, Hong Kong got 80 runs for 9.
That's not enough.
They are on...
I'm watching it live on my laptop. Very close to being all done.
Yeah,
this is not going to go to the last over. It'll be miraculous if it does, but I think it'll be done before we finish recording the segment. They need 4 runs to win and 41 balls.
And Kayleen Green batting well, 44.
Yeah.
Spinner, I remember her from the international tour last year. Very good. So we're going to lose our second one. Both games we've lost were 1 to Uganda, 1 to Namibia now. Yeah. We've beaten Namibia, we've beaten Uganda. We've got to play Nepal again, I'm assuming. And that
yes,
will be
we're playing Nepal.
Then do we get to the finals? Or
I think so, because like, after this game, then Hong Kong should have played 5 games with 3 wins. And then Namibia got 5 games with 3 wins as well. And then...
Uganda play Nepal again?
Play Nepal later today.
Yeah.
And then, but Uganda only got 2 runs at the moment, even if they got the 3rd win today. And then tomorrow, Namibia are going to play against Uganda. So whoever wins will be top of the table. And if Hong Kong wins against Nepal, we will get 4 wins as well.
4 wins, yeah.
And it kind of depends on the run rate.
Mate, can I just interject? The game's over. Namibia win by 7 wickets. They scored 2 runs. And game done.
So our net run rate, despite 3 wins, is pretty bad. Right now, the cricket clubs thing is already updated. Negative 0.4152. Namibia are positive 0.57. Uganda positive 0.17. So we do kind of need Namibia to beat Uganda.
Yes. And probably Nepal beat Uganda again.
That will be helpful. That'll be helpful.
So it's a toss-up on what's going to happen. When are the finals? Sunday? Or are they
Monday?
Monday, like
Monday
Malaysia.
Again, yes.
Is it really Monday?
No. Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday. Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah, so that's returning. I'm assuming there'll be a third versus fourth final as well. So we'll be playing no matter what on Sunday. While all the girls are out at PKVR Reservoir playing, and I'm commentating, there'll be the finals on. It's being shown live on Sportsbox on YouTube. So if you haven't found the link yet, you can just type in one word, Sportsbox, Sportsbox. It's showing it live as that game has round out there. And that's an end of a big Sky Plaza Road. We'll wrap up the rest of the games and the finals in next week's episode. Gentlemen and players play Sunday
afternoon. 30 teams, 3 leagues, Hong Kong's finest. It's Challenge League time.
Chaos League time with Nitesh. Nitesh, let's run through last weekend's game, shall we? Let's start with the tipping tally, shall we?
Yes, I am 4 points ahead. This has been a good week for you for the tips, as you'll find out.
That's,
we finally got some
rare.
Right. So we'll start off. We had 7 games, so we're going to go division by division and do the points table as well. Not the top performers, because who can be bothered with that? Okay, so we've got Bears against Master Blasters. That's the first game in Division 1. That was at GDB on 9th March. We both thought RSC Charlie Bears would take this, and we both got this right.
That's hilarious, because I was looking at it and I went, oh, I must have picked the Master Blasters. But I didn't.
Yeah, luckily you didn't. Master Blasters batted well. They only one batter didn't get into double digits. They had scores of 33, 36, 32, 29, 26, and they got 174, which is a pretty good score.
So is that two retirements in this game for IRC Challenge?
Yeah, it is indeed. Ishtiaq Muhammad, I think he's the one you're talking about. You saw Ishtiaq Muhammad in the morning league.
It could well be.
I think it might be the same guy.
There is two. So
quite a few. Well, he got 50 of 34 retired. Akib Hussain got 51 of 38 retired. The bowlers for Master Blasters took wickets and they kept the game close. It got into the final over, but the Charlie Bears got there with 5 wickets to spare. So good win for the Charlie Bears.
I see Krishna Kumar Power playing for the Master Blasters there. So he's not had a good week, because he lost this morning as well against the Nepal Rhinos. Who was he playing for? Can't remember.
One of the teams.
Yeah. The team that played this morning on the morning league that I commentated. So that's good.
That's a good result for IRC, and that takes us to the points table. As you see, IRC with that win climb into second place. They got 11 points in 7 games, 2 games in hand. Indus CC, 7 games, 12 points in at number 1. And PAC Golden Stars, 10.7 games at 3rd.
As we get towards the end, I'm assuming in this one, everyone just plays each other once.
Yes.
There'll be 9 games total. So most of the teams have played 7, but Asians United and TCC Caribbeans have a game in hand.
Yeah, so that's why you've got 4 teams on 6, 5 teams on 6 points. 2 of them are Asians United and TCC Caribbeans, who have played 6. Chingiz Masters, Master Blasters, and TCC Strikers have played 7. I think they're all quite safe, though.
That's who Krishna Kumar was playing for. He's playing for the Chingiz Masters in the Morning League, but plays for the Master Blasters in Challenge League.
A lot of people do that. It's a very small community here in Hong Kong cricket. The bottom of Division 1 are CSRHK Frontiers and Lil Sai Wong Gladiators. Both have played 7 games each, but only 1 win apiece.
Same 2 relegations.
So they
look pretty set there. They're a long way. But they're like 3 points, the Frontiers 3 points away from the Strikers.
Yeah, so again, if they win their last 2 and results go their way, they could get out of their relegation zone.
Well, to be honest, looking at it now, if they won the last 2 games and everyone else kind of lost, they could end up in fourth.
Yeah, exactly. So there's chaos league. Potential over here. All right, so that's Division 1. On to Division 2, IC Panthers versus Indians United CC. We both thought the IC Panthers would win on home turf at Compton. They did indeed, but Cricket Heroes doesn't seem to have the actual result there. It just says Indians United need 25 and 0 balls, which is not going
to
happen.
Somebody forgot to result the game.
Yeah, somebody forgot to result the game. Panthers batting first, 203, big score. Tanay, 57, retired. I think he came back in again towards the end because they ran out of batters. 34 for K. Yura Patel, 22 for Arun Desai of just 10 balls. 4 for 40 for Ahmed Ezaz off the Indians United. In response, Indians United, 45 for Raghavendra. Raghavendra, they call him. Raghav got 45 of 37, 36 of 22 for Ankit Joshi.
Ha ha ha. The surname of Himlani can't get the name.
Himlani is
right.
So much easier than Raghavendra.
I 100% agree, but everybody gives me a lot of stick about how my pronunciation goes.
Anyway. Well, the way you pronounce this game was a defeat for Indians United. The batter, 20 overs, 179, not enough runs there. Good bowling all around. 2 wickets for Taneja Gordas, 50. I presume he'll be player of match whenever it does get resulted.
Yay! We got both got a tip there.
That's so it's going well for us here. This is now where we diverge. Nepal Rhinos versus USRC Avengers.
What did I say earlier in the podcast? The Nepal Rhinos are on the charge. They've won their last two games in the KCC Morning League. How did they go in Challenge League?
So they were sent into bat first at GDB. And they did well. They got 172 for 6, which is, again, a pretty decent score at GDB. 50 retired for Prakash Bahadur, 41 for Gagan Limbu.
And unless the names are different in the ANV play system than Crick Heroes, Prakash doesn't play for the KCC Morning League team.
Interesting.
And he's still winning.
So he rocked up here and got a 50.
Mm.
Bowling charts, I'm going to shout out my cousin, Bharat Himlani, who's playing out there for the USRC Avengers.
He's not on the best performance.
I don't care. I'm going to shout him out anyways. My segment.
Yeah, I agree. Hello, cuz.
So, yeah, he got one for, but there was 2 for Rupinder Singh and wickets all around.
Who did your cuz play for? And obviously not Nepal.
No, the USRC Avengers, who are playing this game and who could not get the target down. They were bowled out for 140.
Had you mentioned that your cousin was actually playing for the Avengers, I may have actually tipped them just out of the
I thought he was retired. I just noticed he's making a comeback again this season, so that's why I got to shout him out.
Well, you picked USRC because you had to go with family.
I had to go with family.
And you lost.
Nitin Bansal, 30 or 15, the highlight for USRC Avengers, but 3 runouts, so that's something to go back and work on the nets.
Deepak doesn't play for the Rhinos in KCC League either.
Yeah, well, he played here. Maybe they're bringing in ringers for the Challenge League. Deepak Budhatoki, he sounds Nepali. 4 yeah, overs, 2 for 28.
I don't think they're bringing in ringers. I think there's just people that can play on the weekend and people that can play on the weekdays.
They've got a big squad. They're doing really well in Nepal Rhinos with that sense. And
they had like 20 people down here for this game today.
Brilliant.
Like even a 12th sitting in a shirt in case they needed it.
Brilliant.
Just they're so passionate. I don't think there is another club set up in Hong Kong that is as passionate playing Morning League and Challenge League, but I love them.
So they've got the job done there. They've won by 32 runs. A really good win there. Really necessary runs for Nepal Rhinos. You got that tip, right? You've gone 1 ahead of me.
Woot.
And now you go ahead of me again because HKUST Challenge League, who not won a game all season, play the Serendip Tritons.
What did I say after when we tipped this one? I said you're not going to be allowed back on campus, and absolutely not. You are not allowed back on campus.
I don't know if any of them listen to the podcast, but yeah, HKUST.
I know a lot of people in universities. I'm going to make some calls.
Batted first. They opted the bat first at the toss. They got 161 for the 6 on the back of Harsh Dutta's 50. I know Harsh Dutta. He's a good player. 50 of 25, retired. Stephen Gunatileke. Gunatileke.
You did that really well the first time.
Stephen Gunatileke.
That's a bit rubbish. But
35 of 20 for him. Well batted. And 31 of 30 for Faisal Sheikh. Izuru Karunate, 13 of 8. Good effort all around the ACUC Challenge League. Not the biggest score, but it was more than enough for the Serendip Tritons, who were rolled. 114 all out. They've been rubbish across all formats this weekend.
Yeah.
Harsh Dutta following up is 50 with 3 for 17.
Why did you pick them?
Because they had actually won games in the Challenge League. They had the guy who got the 7 for in one match, and I thought something was happening there with the Challenge League side, and HKUC actually managed to show up this time.
Look, George Prasanna got a 6 for the Diaskwa Little Saiwan Knights, and they lost by about 300. So it doesn't matter if you get a 7 for. It's how the team plays. A win for me.
Harsh Dutta, comfortably player of the match, the 50 and 3 for. Well done to him, and well done to HKUST, their first win on the board in this season's Challenge League.
Oh, really?
That takes us to the points table.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I still tip them. Go on.
So it takes us to the points table. Nepal Rhinos with that win have taken first place, but they have played one game more than Indians United and IC Panthers, who sit right behind them by 2 points on 6 games. That's the sort of the top band there. Yao Tsimong Cricket District team and USRC Avengers next on 8 points from 7 games each. Madras CC, Lama Power, Serendip Tritons all have 6 points. Lama Power have played only 5 games, so they're still in contention. It's madness out here. HKUST have just picked up their first win, pulling themselves off the bottom. USRC Marcos have not won a game. Do you remember all that time back when we picked that one game where I had to get the scorecard on paper with the guy got the 7 for? Yeah. I don't know if that's in the system yet. So there's a lot going on.
Was that HK UST or not?
No, that was Serendip Tritons and Indians United.
Okay, so HK UST have played five. They've still got four games left.
Yeah, they've still got plenty of time.
They could really climb.
Yeah, so
they could get relegated.
And it's all at stake here. The Division 2 is the most fun because two teams go up, two teams go down. You don't want to finish in either end. Mm. It's not like Division 3 where there's no relegation or Division 1 where there's really no point being third or fourth.
I agree. Challenge League Div 2 is the most fun.
It's absolute chaos.
I'm on board with that.
I think the only thing we can call for now is Marcours are probably going down.
Yeah. The goat has to go.
The goat have to go.
Okay, let's look at Div 3.
Now, Div 3, HKU Belcher CC versus the Bora Blasters. We both picked the Bora.
Wow. How bad did we get this tip?
Not only did the Bora lose, they got annihilated. This was out at Chungkwano on the Flicks wicket. Belcher's won the toss, chose to bat for a small boundaries, made advantage of it. They actually lost two early wickets. They were 26 for two.
It's so difficult to score 200 plus in a competition where you must retire.
Well, not at Chungkwano, and not when the team gives you 31 extras.
Yeah, but I'm still saying that's tough. Like you got your good batters, three or four. You can get 150 and three retirements, but then you get into the middle order and the bottom order. 217 for six, though. Oh, that's impressive. Yeah, I mean, a lot of extras.
Yeah, 31 of them, and 53 retired from Sumer Khandari, 55 from Kush Umesh Chandra, 24 from Vikash Saraf, and 14 not out from HKDA. So the extras really doing quite a heavy lifting there.
Oh. I see Jayasimhan Narasimhan.
Yes, he took 3 for 47. He's playing for the Bora Blasters. Now, he actually played Sunday Elite League for SLCC a season or so ago. Quit that setup, retired, has come down to Challenge League now. He's also playing Morning League. I think you might have played it.
I think he's playing for HSBC.
Yeah, he's been around quite a bit. He's now captaining.
All the team that HSBC played. Yeah.
So he's now captaining this DB Blasters, Bora Blasters, Lions mashup team.
Ah.
Took the three for, yeah. But yeah, they couldn't chase it down. They batted out 20 overs for 132, and the reason for that is they lost the key batters early. Matthew Adams and J.S. Simon himself both fell cheaply. Ardash got a duck, and from there on in, they were just batting out time. So really good job for the HQ Belchers.
I can't see the scorecard, but nobody obviously scored more than 23 because the top is not in the best performances. So yeah,
Matthew Adams got 22, and Sahil Emma got 20, 34 extras.
So the extras top scorer.
Extras top scorer.
So they didn't score 100.
Oh yeah, they didn't make 100 of the bat.
Oh, that's a terrible tip. Who picked the Boras?
Yeah, we picked the Boras. Well, the Boras have some good players. I think they didn't show up to this game or didn't click.
Not at all.
And Belchers had a good day out. So well done to them. Another tip wrong for the two of us. It's your first tip wrong in this round of Challenge League, by the way. It's my third one.
No.
Horrific week for me.
Oh, I hope it's my only one. Okay, let's move on to the next game.
Yuen Woo versus Rising Stars. So Yuen Woo at Kamthen, batting first, sent into bat first, put a pretty good 175-8. Captain Chi Lee, fresh off his tour of Phuket, 50 of 29 retired, batted superbly, 60 extras. The highest score there is they got 175.
What?
46 wides, 8 no balls.
The Rising Stars bowled 60 extras.
They bowled 60 extras.
And still somehow managed to win.
Yeah, and they won comfortably because you would think 175 is a big score, not a Kamthen. From what I heard, Yuen Woo had about 20 runs conceded in misfields where they let the ball go through their hands for 4. And then 28 extras. And then you got 50 for Saad Ijaz at 27 balls. Shah Zahib, it's 45 for 28.
Saad Ijaz just started playing KCC Morning League.
Everyone's playing KCC Morning League. It's the league to play.
This week, there's so many joining, and that's another name that I've just noticed.
Kolambaje Dinesh Arvinda, 14 out of 28.
No idea who he's playing for, but he is playing. His name was in one of the four teams that have played so far this week.
It was a smashing with the Rising Stars in the end.
14.1 overs, that's...
Hustle down, Kamthen.
Yeah, but anything they're is possible. On target for 300.
Yeah, 250.
Seven wickets in hand, they could have gone 25 and over. We both got that one right.
Yep.
Oh, that's good news. What's next?
And finally, at Division 3, HKU students who've been unbeaten this season against last year's finalist contenders, Island Rangers. HKU students, and this is what I warned you guys about with HKU students, they showed up with 8 players. They were bowled out in 17.5 because they lost 7 wickets. They showed up with 8 players. And got 142 on the board out at Kamthen. 21 for Vinay Gautam, 36 for Vance Jain, who was wicket-keeping even though he normally bowls leg spin, and 44 for Sahar Skicha. They had to share the wicket-keeping duties because they didn't have a proper wicket-keeper, and they had a guy who's got one name on his profile because he was just called up last minute. Classic HKU students. Ireland Rangers with their normal team just went out there and did the business. Plenty of gaps in the field. They lost a wicket in the first over, first ball. Well, I say first ball was wide from HQ students. Second ball got a wicket. And they were 42 for 3, a bit nervous, but then Andrew Curran hit 44 of 37, 33 of 16 for Haseeb Amjad, who I'm worried might be the Haseeb Amjad, who was once upon a time a Hong Kong team player. Probably something for CHK to look into. Anyways, because he should be banned from cricket, if I understand correctly, for match fixing, but it might be a different Haseeb Amjad. Imagine they get this overturned in technicality because a banned player has rocked up.
I mean, it's not... Like, it could easily be somebody else.
It is probably somebody else. Highly likely.
But at the moment...
But he took 2 for 23 and 4, was in hit 33 of 16. So I'm leaning towards former Hong Kong team player Haseeb Amjad.
The Ireland Rangers are now going to get an investigation on the back of Nitesh Hemlani's like
accusations, wild accusations.
Wow, that's
Rayhan Mathan Qureshi took 3 for, but not enough to stop the Ireland Rangers getting there with plenty of time to spare. HKU students, try to get 11 players in the park next time, please.
Yes, please. Still top of the table, though.
Yeah, still top of the table. So we go to the table now. HK students, that's their first loss. They're still in first place, 10 points in 6 games. Ireland Rangers also only have 1 defeat in 6 games, but thanks to 1 washout, have just 9 points. Rising Stars, 8 points in 5 games. Lama Vikings, 8 points in 6 games. So plenty to play for them in the top half of the table. Bora Blasters bring up the middle, 7 points in 6 games. Tough for them now to compete for the final with 2 losses and a washout. Lantau Sloggers are out of it, 6 points in 7 games. HKC Kaelin trying to make a fight back here. Climber, they've got 4 games in hand. They've got 3 losses. They could finish somewhere near the top with 4 points at the moment. HKU Belchers picking up just their second win that weekend on 4 points. Pioneers have just the 1 win over Yanwo. They've still got 5 games left, Pioneers. So they've got a big back end of the season to come. And HKCC Yanwo have played 7, lost 7, and have 2 more cracks at it.
That's interesting with Div 3, right? There's a lot of games left.
Yeah.
Unlike the other two, there's like most of the teams, some of the teams have 5 games left, 4 games left. So there's a lot of Div 3 to come.
Yep.
And the table's very tight.
Very tight near the top. There's still plenty of competition there for that final spot. So it's getting really exciting in the Challenge League.
Hey, let's look at the tally.
It's 43 for me, 41 for you. So I still got the lead, but you've closed the gap by 2. And I've closed the gap by 2 onto you in the actual main game's tipping, so close.
We're going to put Challenge League into the first segment if I get in front and you start overtaking me in outs and ins. Okay, let's have a look at this weekend's game, shall we?
So we've got 4 games coming up this weekend. Let's start in Division 1. TCC Strikers, Asians United, out at GDB, 8 a.m. start. We've got the points table. I'm scrolling up to it. Just take a little bit of reference.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
And it actually doesn't help you at all.
So who's Asian United's playing?
TCC Strikers. They both have 3 wins so far this season. Asians United have played 1 less game. It's going to be very tight. The Division 1 is quite tight as well.
I'm going to go with Asians United on this one.
No, Asians United?
Yeah. Mm. Not because they're higher on the table, but... because they're higher on the table, I'm going to go with them. At least at PKVR, Asians United has chaps in it, Matt.
He doesn't play for them here.
I'm sure he doesn't, but he would lower himself to play Challenge League. But I like the team. That's the team, at least in morning leagues, that Araf Khan's involved in.
Yes.
Is he involved in Challenge League as well?
Oh, good question. He might be.
Oh, well, I'm going for it because he's the smiliest man in all of cricket in Hong Kong, and I will just go with the Araf Khan team. Yep. Lock me in. Type me in.
I've typed you in for Asians United. This is very tough because I do like the TC Strikers squad. I know quite a few of the players in that squad. And Asians United, my Asians United, they've got some guns in that team. They've got some real guns in that squad.
You don't even know who's in the squad. I keep asking you questions. You're like, I don't know.
They've got a couple of guys who play for the Marcos in the morning league. They've got those big hitters.
No, okay. Just copying my tips again. Go on.
All right. Division 2. Tammy, do you want to put a tip in for Challenge League or abstain? Asians United? Tammy's jumping on Asians United as well.
We invited Tammy to join the Challenge League segment and she just said, nah.
She can put her tips in.
Rather than sit there and sip on the beer. This one's tough.
Lama.
Go to Div 2, shall we?
Division 2, it's Lama versus Madras CC. I'm going Lama. I know the Lama power. I like the Lama power. Lama. Tammy's going for Lama as well.
Madras.
Ooh, you're betting against the Llama.
I am betting against the Llama.
They're listening to this.
They may well be. But, I mean, they're number one team in Hong Kong was rubbish last weekend. And I think it's that the rot's going to set in all the way down to the Llama power.
They're going to remember this.
Yeah.
Noted. All right, next up, Division 2, Yao Tsim Mong Cricket District Team, Nepal Rhinos. I'm on the Nepal bandwagon.
Yeah, you know my opinion of Yao Tsim Mong.
Yeah, you don't like them. They keep burning you.
Yep, and you know they're my favorite team in all of Challenge League, yeah. Morning League.
Nepal.
Yeah.
I'm on the Nepal bandwagon as well now. If they're getting some momentum going, they're very good. And I think we talked about this. They just recently promoted, so it took them some time to adjust, but it seems like they're adjusting now. And if they're getting wins in Morning League as well, yeah, they're looking good. Yao Tsim Mong, again, because also it's Ramadan, and Yao Tsim Mong will have a few players who are fasting. I try to factor that in.
Well, like, I keep coming back to KCC Morning League, but I haven't mentioned it today. We had a game. 22 players. Only one was fasting.
Oh, wow.
Which must be some kind of record in Hong Kong in Ramadan. I think it was Naveed Khawaja was the only person out of 22 players that was fasting, and of course none of the Nepal Rhinos are fasting.
So they're gonna have
a big win.
Tammy's gone for Nepal as well, so we're all in agreement so far on our picks, except you going for Madras. Finally, HKU Belcher CC versus KCC Pioneers. I think
on the flexi
out of Chung Kwan Oh, I think we're all going for HKU on this one. Pioneers, are you going for the Pioneers? Are you backing the KCC boys? You really want to give up your 2-point advantage here, make it a 3-point deficit. All right.
Pioneers
are pushing.
They're going to bring the heat to TKO.
Who are they recruiting?
They've only played a handful of games, and I quite like the Pioneers. They've got a lot of youngsters, if they're available to play. When is this? Sunday?
It's the 16th March. Yeah, it will be a Sunday, I believe.
Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Most of the youngsters for the Pioneers aren't going to be playing Sunday League.
Yeah, they'll be available.
They'll be available. And I think the youngsters, they're going to bring it.
They're going to bring it. I'm going to
look, they'll go in the never ever bin if they lose this one. But I think this is going to be an upset. Not that the Belchers are very good.
I'm going for the Belchers. Because they've shown some good form recently, and their last win was on the flexi. So they've just come off playing on the flexi once. I think they'll
literally
be set.
Literally won two games.
But their last week, they just won on the flexi mat, and they're going back on the flexi mat again.
As you've mentioned, any idiot can play on the flexi mat. So the Pioneers, they don't have to be playing here on the Astro. They can go to TKO, and they're gonna get a win here and get their second win, and tried to do something about that most horrid net run rate of -4.2.
Oof.
Yeah, a bit of oof. They've only played four games. That's impressive. But
so we've gone different on two games here. Either you're going to draw level with me, or I'm going to pull further ahead, or I'll cancel out. Something will happen next weekend. But four games.
That's fun. They're all going to be going on in the Chaos League. If you want to watch, go out and find them. We've said where they are. They're at TKO, Gingerigas Bay. That's actually where they all are. Gingerigas Bay's got three games, one at TKO. That's it for Challenge.
Hi, this is Babar Hayat, Hong Kong national player, and you are listening to 8 for 52 broadcast with Bushy.
Episode 22 of Season 2 coming to an end. A big, big episode, Natesh and Tammy. Lots of cricket going on.
Yes.
Now, Tammy, we didn't bring it up in Sky Plaza Road, but we touched on it in Women's Cricket Wrap about how Betty, we didn't actually, it was off air, but Betty Chan might be available to play women's domestic this weekend.
Yes, yes.
But she's supposed to be in Uganda.
Yes, I think she is on the flight now or might be land already, because this Saturday is Ashley and Bobby's big day.
Bobby, obviously the brother of Betty.
Yep.
And Ashley, former player.
Current player, not for Hong Kong, with the Willows.
Yeah, definitely player in domestic leagues, not playing for Hong Kong. That's a huge wedding.
Yep.
They're playing a wedding match at the club tomorrow. Ashley 11 versus Bobby 11.
I know I moved like a year ago, but obviously somehow my invite got lost in the mail. So I'm not going. Are you going, Natesh?
I'm scoring it on MV Play. I'm working it.
What?
I'm working the Ashley versus Bobby match.
Oh, there's a match?
There's a match tomorrow. A wedding match. Bride versus groom. Ashley versus Bobby. I offered to umpire it, but again, the Shiraz and Shiroi.
That's on Friday. Is that going on? That's going on your...
It's going on MV Play.
MV Play. So there's the wedding And then the wedding's on Saturday?
Wedding's on Saturday.
Yeah. So you got invited to the cricket game, but not to the wedding. I've been invited to nothing. Tammy?
I'm going to the wedding, but not the match.
Oh, okay. So we've got it all covered then. We'll be able to have a full report of the Ashley and Bobby wedding next weekend here on the podcast. Oh, well, that's good. And congratulations to both. They're two of the nicest people I've ever met in cricket in Hong Kong.
Very much so.
What else did we have to put in the rumour mill at the end? Oh, I was going to mention, speaking of internationals, Betty's coming back in. I've heard a rumour about the T20 men's tour coming up here in Hong Kong next month.
In April.
Supposed to be now.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be Saudi Arabia. I don't even know. Can't remember the other teams. Maybe Oman. But I've heard, I'm not going to name the country, okay?
Okay.
But I've heard that a team that really, really boosts the ratings of our broadcast is coming for that tour. That's what I've heard.
Did they come last year?
They did, and they were really good and boosted our ratings so high that Cricket Hong Kong China ended up getting that little...
the YouTube plaque.
From YouTube because they got enough subscribers. That's just what I've heard. Rumour mill, that's the Bushies. Rumour mill's back.
Rumour mill is back.
But anything's possible. We're still a month away from if it happens and what it, whether it's a quadrangular or a triangular. I don't know what's going on, but that's what I've heard.
Interesting. Yeah, they moved the date of the Saturday League finals because of that. The Saturday League finals are now 3rd May. Hopefully move back to 26 April if HKCC qualify. So they've made way for this big tournament, so it's going to be really interesting.
Well, 3rd of May is going to get washed out, but anyway,
yeah, exactly.
As we will do for all the finals in May, as we always do every season. Yeah. What else do we have to talk about? Anything else?
Milestones. Some big milestones this weekend.
Milestones.
Nazakat Khan played his 100th T20I match. Well done to him. That's a lot of T20I cricket.
Got a special cap from the birthday boy, Simon Willis, I saw on Instagram.
Special cap. Kerry Chan got 100 T20I wickets. Well done to her. She's now
birthday girl today.
She's only the second cricketer from Hong Kong to get to 100 T20 wickets after Ehsan Khan.
Oh, I thought you were going to say for women. So she's the number one
first woman. I believe so. Because Ehsan Khan was the first overall. Yeah. She's the first woman.
Don't say I believe so. We're taking this as fact. You've just told us.
I've just told us it's fact. And then Alison Siu also crossed 50 T20 wickets. So really well done to her as well. So some outstanding performances there.
Yeah, both the men's and women's teams overseas playing and trying to get into the finals. The women's final coming up on Sunday, depending on whether 3rd and 4th or 1st and 2nd.
Yeah.
The men's final.
Monday for some reason.
Monday. Really? I mean, that's one of my few days off, so at least I can sit around and watch it. But most people will be at work.
Yeah.
Maybe the ground wasn't available on a Sunday.
Maybe they had domestic cricket taking precedence.
Wow.
As they should.
Wow, sassy from Nitesh. Well, that wraps up episode 22. We've covered everything, have we, team?
Think so.
Okay, a big thank you to Tammy Chu, a big thank you to Nitesh Hemlani. Thanks for joining me again.
Thank you, Bushy.
And let's say see ya.
Bye-bye.
Hello, good morning. We're tossing a coin to begin.
The 8 for 52 theme song is The Coin Toss from the band The Duckworth Lewis Method. Find them on Apple iTunes and YouTube and download that song and all their other cricket-related music.
The 8 for 52 podcast is edited, produced and published by Matt Botfield and Aaron Bush for Trip Ahead Limited.
Copyright 2025.
Think I'll go in for a bat. And that's that.